English Across the Pond.
Hello, 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 and welcome. This is English Across the Pond. English Across the Pond. And you're tuned in to two native speaker English language teachers. What? I'll say that again. Two native speaker English language teachers. Wow. I'm one of the teachers. My name is Dan, and I'm on the British side of the pond.
Oh, that must make me on the other side, across the pond. My name's Jennifer, and I am chatting to you from the US.
That's right, people. You heard it right. A British and American speaker. So if you can't decide where you're going to spend the rest of your life, maybe in London, maybe in New Orleans, well, you can get practice in both languages in one podcast. Beautiful. We are teachers, and every week we get together, we meet up, we choose a topic and give you natural conversation. About 20 minutes of chat. Hopefully, this is beneficial for you because you can hear real conversation, 21st century vocab. We pick words and phrases as we're chatting along that will help you increase your vocab. Of course, you're getting grammar, listening skills, but actually, really, we can't teach you. We can speak and provide you with a great conversation, and after the chat, we can do a language focus, but you can't sort of interact with us. You know, if you have a problem, you can't put your hand up and say, "Dan, stop, I don't understand." If you'd like that, you like the possibility to actually interact with us and to let us really properly teach you, really be your teachers, easy. You just become a member. EnglishAcrossThePond.com/gold. Gold! Gold! G-O-L-D, gold. EnglishAcrossThePond.com/gold. There you can sign up, join us, become a member, and then you really are our students and we really are your teachers. We mark your writing. We literally correct your writing, Jennifer and I. We literally help you with your speaking. We set lots of exercises and activities for you every week. So if you'd really like a real teacher, a British or American, well, a British and American teacher, sign up today. You know the place to go. It's the big blue button in the top right-hand corner of our website. It says subscribe. So join us. We've got lots of people joining. We're getting quite busy, to be quite honest, but we would always welcome you on board as well. Come and join us. Jennifer, how's life?
Oh, hello. Good. Just drinking my Super Greens green drink.
You sound a little croaky.
It's that time of the year.
Yeah.
Getting colder.
Yeah.
And, you know, fall. Fall is officially here. There's no more like, oh, the season's kind of changed. It's been cold for a little while now.
It's the middle of November. Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. And I had my cold and stuff. I think, fingers crossed, touch wood, I've already had my sort of sore throat and all that already, so hopefully I'm okay. We're talking about cleanliness.
Clean
cleanliness. So first of all, first question, talk us through, if it's not too personal, your morning ablutions, your morning ritual. What do you do? You get up, what's next? Teeth, shower, face, nails? Speak to us.
Well, I'll skip the very first thing I do, which is just heading into a little special chair. And then,
I like that, special chair.
Special chair.
Throne.
Then it kind of depends on the day before-ish. Did I take a shower the night before because of, you know, what we did that day? I am sometimes a morning shower taker, sometimes an evening shower taker, sometimes both.
Ooh.
Again, depending on the day.
Mm.
This morning, for example, I got up and I took a shower.
Mm.
And then I don't brush my teeth until I've had my morning drink.
That's clever.
You know what I mean? Because like
I like that.
when you have a coffee or you have a green juice,
Yeah.
or I'm trying
Clever.
to get back on my apple cider vinegar shot every morning or my drink.
You're telling me that
To,
you stopped?
I mean, I stopped. I went hard
Oh,
every day for so long.
Jennifer Nesamenta.
I know. I know. And it's so good. I mean, that's why, probably why I'm sick now. I need to do it. But apple cider vinegar mixed with toothpaste. That was a gagging sound.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I did one too. Yeah.
So then I will brush my teeth before I head out for the day. Washing my face is in the shower. If I don't, I wash my face with my little scrub brush, lotion, my tinted moisturizer, a little rouge, a little blush,
Nice.
and trying to think if I missed anything. Getting dressed, of course, and I'm out the door.
Sounds good. And roughly, is this like 20 minutes? Could you be from banging the alarm to the front door? Can't you know, like some people can do it in like sort of 10 seconds flat, you know, like literally 5 minutes and they're on their way? Or do you actually need a bit of time to, you know, make yourself look super good?
If I need to, I can be out the door in 15 minutes.
Love that. I
Yeah.
like that.
Yeah. I'm very thankful that I don't want, need, or desire, whatever the word may be, a face full of makeup.
Yeah.
My friend Holly used to call it war paint. I have to take my war paint off.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I wear less makeup than I used
Yeah, I've noticed you were looking a little bit more natural. I love the natural eyeliner you're using these days.
Yeah, they are. That's eyelash, fake eyelash. I don't really, if you're new to this podcast, I may be slightly strange, but I don't as yet wear makeup. But who knows what the future holds?
Is?
Next question, if I may. How clean is too clean?
Hospital sterile type of clean, I think, is too clean for every day. How are kids going to be exposed, you know, with our little one? They need to be exposed to germs and stuff to build up their immune system. So I was definitely the type of mom that my kid crawled on the floor and I wasn't like, oh my God, you know. The odd thing is, I would, if a pacifier, as my son calls it, a boppy. If a boppy fell on the floor, of course I would wash that because it just goes right to the mouth. But even that, at the same time, he would like touch things and put his hand in his mouth. So you can't get away from it. The odd thing is, though, that we mention this from time to time, I think, when it's important on the podcast. These episodes, we try to keep them 100% natural in terms of the conversation, that when you show up and have coffee with someone, you don't have talking points about what you're going to talk about. We, for the most part, do that. We'll have a theme. We might have some questions like that we want as the host to remind ourselves to touch on, but it's a really natural conversation. So, having said that, I did not know we were talking about cleanliness today. And last night, I was reading about shoes on the inside of the house and why people don't wear shoes inside, why people do. I was reading a little bit about regional differences here in the US. And at the end of the day, it boils down to cleanliness. So, very interesting.
And should you take your shoes off or not, or it depends, or
Well, the thing is I often go barefoot outside.
oh wow, do you? That's good.
Hold back the judgment.
No,
Be
that's
like,
good
oh,
because no,
yeah, I do. I'm
because
just
it
kidding.
keeps you like you're actually physically in touch with Earth.
Well, yeah, and I have like foot issues.
You
My right
do.
foot, like, you know, I've had these issues. So I just like foot on the ground, that sensory connection of like my feet making the brain, you know, it's like a little bit of physical therapy type of stuff. So I can't take my feet off at the door. I've like tried to do house shoes or like house slippers.
I can't do that.
It's just I you know, they end up like the house slippers that I had, I ended up wearing them outside and I'm like, well, what's the point? So I see the point. I do get it. It is. I saw a statistic that was like 85% of bacteria is E. coli, and it can come into your shoes, on the soles, into your house, or something gross.
Well, yeah. But then,
But
you can walk around with a tarantula on your shoulder and not know. You know what I mean? You can't live like that, can you?
well, I couldn't walk around with a tarantula on my.
Sorry, I didn't mean to mention the.
I'd faint. Thank you for bringing. Thank you for giving me the visual.
Yeah, sorry about that. I forgot
Ooh.
about your arachnophobia.
Yeah.
So
So,
if, go on. If you haven't already answered this then, which you may have done, and if you feel that you have, just say, I think I've already answered that. How dirty is too dirty?
Too dirty is when there's like when you can physically see dirt or things. When you can see the bacteria going. So the thing is there's messy and there's dirty as well.
Yeah.
We've
Oof.
talked about that before, you
Oof.
know.
Yeah.
Right now my house is really messy because like I'm going through another round of purging, of getting rid of stuff. And we went on a vacation, so then there was like 10 times I feel like the laundry, the putting away of the packing stuff. So our house is a little bit messy right now because it's just stuff everywhere, but it's not
Upside down.
dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty is when you can like feel and see bacteria just growing.
Oh, you know, like when you sit on a couch and it's kind of like you can actually feel the sort of like generations of people who have sat on it before you.
Oh yeah. I love buying secondhand. Couches are a hard thing to buy secondhand if you don't know where they're coming from.
You need a couch that's not very secondhand.
Yes. Or just sit on the floor.
As I am now, as we speak, I always sit on the floor.
Me too, I'm sitting on the floor too.
Wow. Have you got any? And I'm barefoot.
I'm barefoot.
We're like two Native Americans.
Two peas in a pod.
Tell me, manicure. I don't even know what these other things are. All I can think of, I think you see, I don't know. Manicure is hands. Pedicure is that feet. And then there's like, you can
Ped.
get, yeah,
Ped is feet.
like pedals. Yeah. So, and then there may be other ones. But I don't know, because I don't know about this stuff. Do you have them? Do you have those things?
Well, are we saying that a manicure and a pedicure are signs of cleanliness, and if we don't get them, we're not clean?
No.
Wait, you're not saying that?
No, I'm asking just like, whether you take it maybe like a bit to the next level and get kind of like your nails done and your.
I see. Yes, I see. Well, I get manicures and pedicures. I don't get pedicures too often because of my foot. I don't like people touching my painful foot. But I do manicures and pedicures myself. And it feels good, but I don't necessarily do it for like a cleanliness thing. I do it because it feels good. Like I love soaking
Pamper.
my feet in an M. Yeah. What'd you say?
Pamper.
Oh, Pampery, yeah, that's what I thought you said. Soaking my feet in an Epsom salt bath, giving them a good scrub,
Yeah.
massaging my hands and my cuticles. So I do that more for
Like therapeutic, kind of.
yeah, but it is important to like clean out underneath your nails and kind of keep them trimmed. That's cleanliness that I also do as well. And I have to be on it with my son.
Oh,
He
yeah.
eats blueberries, frozen blueberries for breakfast almost every single day with his hands. He doesn't like use a spoon or anything. So he will get that like blueberry stain underneath
Yeah.
his nails.
Ow.
And then he'll like play at the park and he's just a kid, so he gets dirty. So he just constantly looks like he has dirty fingernails.
That's
And
okay
sometimes
then.
I tell people, they're blueberries. They're blueberries. It's blueberry stains, but I'm on it with him, like always cleaning and cutting and yeah.
You need a t-shirt with it's blueberry stains written on it.
He needs that t-shirt,
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
with his fingers.
Yeah. Okay, so if you want to ask me, you can after this one. But so you're in the kitchen. Picture the scene. You're in the kitchen. You've chopped some lettuce, some radish, some tomato. I don't know why I'm speaking half American. And then you're just chopping up some olives, and one of the olives slips under the knife and drops on the kitchen floor. What you gonna do, Jennifer? What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they come for you? I'm gonna pick it up. I'm gonna rinse it under the sink, and I'm gonna keep on going. I give it a little rinse.
Not, but if it, okay, in that case, then it's a French fry or a potato chip, and you can't rinse that, can you? You're gonna blow on it and eat it.
If I just clean the floor, I know it's clean, blow on it and eat. If it's like I haven't mopped my floor and I, sometimes I it's case by case.
Okay.
I gotta give a look around, If I imagine if I go down and I pick it up and I see like a hair on the floor next to it, I'm like, no.
Not today.
I can't do it. If I make eye contact with something gross on the floor, I won't.
I'll tell you what's a weird one as well.
But
If
there
you
is, sorry,
go on.
just to let our listeners know, there is the 5 second rule.
Yeah, surely.
I mean, sometimes it's like, 10 second rule, 2 second rule, I've even seen people say like, oh, 30 second rule, wipe it off.
Well,
So
I.
what is the 30 second rule? If someone's like, what is that rule? And I need to know it.
Well, I think the most common way is the 5 second rule, and that's if you've dropped something on the floor and you do want to eat it, you've got 5 seconds, and if it's longer than 5 seconds, then. But I heard, I don't know what I was listening to, but I heard someone said, like, is this true, the 5 second rule or the 3 second rule or the 30 second? Is there any truth in this? And you reminded me of this when you said E. coli, because 99, probably 999 times out of 1,000, the olive that you drop isn't going to bump into anything that can hurt you, even a hair or some dust or something or whatever. It's not. But if it has touched something that is really bad for you, once it's touched it, it's touched it. You can have a 0.1 second rule, but you're still going to get ill if it's bumped into something that it shouldn't. You see what I mean?
Yeah. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter if it's 0.1 second or 1 minute. If it's dirty, it's dirty.
Yeah, if it's dirty, it's dirty, as you'd say in America.
If it's dirty, it's dirty. I want to turn it around on you. Do you consider yourself super duper clean, stinking filthy, or somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle, I think. I do really like. I tell you, I really. I don't think I'm OCD, obsessive compulsive. I don't mean that I do this like 320 times a day, but I really do like. Tell you what's nice. It's washing your hands, clean hands. Maybe then a little bit of kind of like hand cream slash moisturizer, and then if I go into the classroom, I'll just go like, I think, wow, clean hands. It's just a really nice thing. It's. Clean hands, clean mind, or something.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. That's from a good show. I used to watch that. Reminded me of that. Sorry. Anyways,
And I also think
okay.
that, yeah, but also, like, I think maybe a good way to think of it is like how I've been with my daughter on this. Do you know what I mean? Have I given her 101 phobias and things? And I think hopefully a reflection of my sort of feelings about cleanliness is like she doesn't. Well, I have to say, have you done your teeth? I just assume that you just get into a habit, and she does. You know, habits are supposed to form after about 50 days or something, but she just do them. But then someone, as I say, like, have you done your teeth? With the intonation suggesting that she already has. Not, have you done your teeth? But, have you done your teeth? And she says no. I'm like, what? Why not? Go and do your teeth, lazy ass. So yeah, I have to keep prodding her and reminding her. She's actually like surprisingly sometimes. Have you washed your face? We're down like in town, and I can see some sleep in her eye. And like, haven't you washed your face? I don't even get that. Why would you not wash your face?
Oh, I don't even know.
No, I don't. Sometimes I see students as well at lunchtime, and it's like you can see all sorts of stuff stuck to their face, sleep in their eye, and sort of things on there. You think you didn't rinse, my friend? Did you? Did not.
Didn't do a little splash,
No, there
a
were no.
little look.
So I think I'm okay, actually. Like, I do. I love to have a shower. I like to be clean. I really like a clean towel. I like clean socks. Don't know if I've ever mentioned it. I love new socks.
You love socks? socks? No.
I love me some new. I haven't bought any socks for a while, actually. I'm just going to write that down, buy some socks. But
put it on your list.
Yeah, I've put it on my list along with special chair, which I've written down. Now, what? Because there's something else I wrote on my list. Do you have Domestos in America?
A what?
Okay, it's a kind of clean. It's a cleaning product, and its big thing is Domestos kills all known germs dead. That's their tag, their strap line, you know, there. And it says it that it kills 99.9% of germs, and they show it like a dirty kitchen, and it sweeps through, and the kitchen sparkles. I think, I don't want something that kills 99.9% of all germs. I mean, I don't want the place to be dirty, but 99.9%, that's too many, isn't it?
Sounds like it.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
I want, like, kills lots of germs, then in brackets, but not all of the germs, so you will be exposed to some, but they're not harmful ones.
Yeah. But on that note, that's the cleaner you use?
No.
I'm a little bit more crunchy. Vinegar, water, and lemon essential oil.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
With scrunched up newspaper?
No, I use scrunched up newspaper to clean windows with a glass cleaner. Windows or mirrors.
Yeah.
Scrunched up newspaper on windows or mirrors is so good.
We should do an episode on cleaning mirrors and windows. Right through to the squeak. What do we use? Yeah. I don't know, just like the things that everyone else uses, you know, like we don't use anything. Like things without that haven't been tested on animals, or you know, we try and make sure that it's sort of like friendly and I think as green as possible, but it's not something we go out of our way. We maybe should like look into that a bit more. A friend of mine, Sue, she actually goes around telling people you should use this cleaning product and that cleaning product, like more natural things or products from the store / shop, but ones that are friendly, you know, biodegradable or you know, planet friendly ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make much. Yeah. I don't make enough effort on that front. Hands up, confession.
We all have to do as best as
yeah,
we can.
Yeah. Thanks, Jennifer. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to talk to you, but I need to go and sit on my special chair.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to live that one down.
No, I love it. I love it. It's best expression ever. And lovely chatting. I'm going to go off lovely. And clean my nails, something like that.
Well, now you can. Woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo!
All right, have a good one. Thanks everybody for listening. We will chat again next time.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, welcome back. This is the Language Focus, and I was thinking about how the word clean, you know, I clean, you clean, he cleans, and that changes into cleanliness. Of course, you know, there's a big difference. And, you know, there's photo, photograph, and photography. Very difficult to say if you're not a native speaker. Photo, photograph, photography. And there are words that when they change the syllable stress, they change the meaning. And we're going to have a look at a few of those here right now in the Language Focus. I think the simplest way to explain this is just by doing it. So, for example, subject and subject. It's the same word and it's the same spelling. But if there's two syllables, sub and ject, you know, a syllable is a distinct individual sound. So hello has got two syllables. And yesterday has got three syllables. And impossible, duh, has got four syllables. And some words, the spelling stays the same, but the meaning changes when we change the syllable stress. This is almost always with two syllable words, not three syllables like Saturday or banana, not three syllables, but two syllable words. And as I was saying, subject and subject. Subject, da-da, and subject, da-da. Subject, you may know, you may be able to guess, it's your school subject. And my favourite subject at school was English. There's also subject, and this is to give somebody a bad time, to force someone to undergo a difficult task. For example, our teacher subjected us to a math test yesterday. To be subjected to something. We'll do a couple more. Object. Object. So, first of all, we have the noun, an object, verb, object, and the verb to object. Object. An object, of course, is just a thing. Maybe you're not sure what something is. So it's like, what's that strange object over there? It's something. It just means a thing, an object, a noun, a concrete noun. What's that object on the horizon? Is it a ship? Object is to say no. And in the meeting, everybody objected to the plans about the new airport. And it's your opposition, your disagreement with something. Normally something quite formal. If someone says, we're going to have pizza for tea, you don't say, I object. You just say, I don't want pizza for tea. Object is more maybe in a meeting or in a legal situation in a court. The last one we'll do here is desert and dessert. Now, this is not what you're thinking. First of all, we'll do desert, which is the noun. And, of course, we have the Sahara Desert. And is it Taklamakan? That's the only other desert I know. I think it's in China, Taklamakan. But anyway, we'll stick with the Sahara. And, of course, you must be careful. It's very easy to get lost in the desert. A desert is a large area covered with sand. Hello, our Middle Eastern listeners. There's dessert, which is another noun. And this, of course, is something you eat, something sweet that you eat at the end of your meal. But that's double S. The spelling actually changes there. So we have desert as the noun, as a place with sand, and we have dessert as a noun, which is a beautiful chocolate cake or some trifle ice cream. That's it. But there is also dessert that's spelt the same as desert, which is D-E-S-E-R-T, no double S, and that is to leave somebody or to leave something. You desert the army. People, if they're in the army and they decide to just leave, they think to themselves, I don't like the army anymore, I'm going home. Of course, you're not allowed to do that, so you desert the army. And you could also desert somebody. For example, you're in a big city and it starts raining, so you think, I'm going home, and you would desert your friend. There are a few more in the language focus. I'll tell you what they are. They are address and address, conduct and conduct, refuse and refuse, entrance and entrance. They are all in the language focus, so if you are a member, you get a little bit extra. You also get extra, of course, if you're a member, because we have office hours. My office hours are usually on a Wednesday, UK time around, I think, 6 o'clock. So members, come and join me. Join me for half an hour where I'll talk through this week's study plan and you can ask me any questions that you've got. Thank you very much. Have a great week. Bye, 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 bye.